He is stuck with what's common to man. That's the phrase the scripture uses.
Yeah, they have no temptation taken such as common.
Common to man. Now, we're not.
Right.
That's what we're doing is common to heaven.
Not limited by the confinements of this world. Look up and see God's light and His direction. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as they show you how to access God's unlimited supply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer, man. We'll get right down to business today. Father, we just bless you, sir. We thank you. Oh, you are so good. And you are so big, and you are so good to us. And we thank you for it.
Yes, Lord.
And today on this broadcast, sir, we open our hearts and minds, our ears to hear,
yes,
to receive revelation from heaven. Words that move heaven on the earth. We want to see Jesus. We want to know your word. We want to know you, sir, more intimately than we know any human being on earth. And we praise you for it, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Welcome, Brother Jesse, with me this morning. Amen. Brother Jesse, every day from now till Christmas.
That's a blessing.
Amen. Go to kcm.org. And download a new gift every day. Now let me remind you again. Now, I want to remind you of two things, in fact. One, these are not cups and shirts or anything like that. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But we deal in the Word of God.
Amen.
And these are KCM products. These are the things that...
Amen.
DVDs and CDs and Bibles. I don't know what all they got right. Lined up for that. But now, every day, go the free gift every day. And from now till Christmas.
That'll bless
you. Now, for those of you that don't know us, we're not trying to get your name so we can hit you up for some money or try to sell you something. That ain't gonna happen. If that happens, it wasn't us. And whoever you got that from, you write them back and you say, Kenneth told me to tell you this. Bull.
Glory to God.
You quote me. Bull in capital letters. B-U-L-L. God, it wasn't me. And it wasn't glory. Glory to God.
You're just wanting to be a blessing to people.
Yeah, we're sowing seed.
That's it.
This is coming up the end of the year, man.
Amen.
We're sowing seed. We're getting ready for the biggest year we ever had in our lives. We're getting ready for more anointing, more people. Glory to God. Jesse.
We got some good times coming.
We got some good times coming. Now, the world's in trouble.
Yes, sir.
And deep trouble.
Very.
Because they don't pay no attention to God.
Right.
But when they in trouble, whew, that means it's time to go. You know, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness are exact opposites from one another. If you want to know what the kingdom of God's like, look at the world, because it's just opposite. Go around the other way. And when they're in trouble, that means we got a job to do.
That's right.
And when we got a job to do, that means we've got more to do it with.
Yes, sir.
And more anointing. Every partner we have, every partner you have,
yes, sir,
has scriptural right and base to believe for and walk in the very same anointing in which you're walking and
that's
in
right.
which I'm walking.
That's correct.
I mean, that's scripture,
that's
man.
That's truth.
When Jesus brought his first 12 partners in, they walked in his anointing.
That's right.
And then they walked it in on the same level with him if they'd listened to him, do what he told them to do. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church over that Philippi, you know, and he said, you're partakers of my grace.
That's right. That's a powerful statement.
Now, when he said grace, remember he said, I labored more than them all, not me, but the grace of God that is with me.
That's right.
He's talking about the anointing on him to do what he was called to do. And that church there in Philippi, you have to remember, he said, both in my bonds.
That's right.
And in the defense and in the confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers of my grace.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to remember, this church was built out of a jailbreak.
That's right. That's true.
And the jailer became the pastor. Mm. When that earthquake shook that prison, it was so supernatural. Now, it's plumb dark in there. You know, they got no searchlights back in them days. It's totally pitch dark in there, and nobody moved. You jerk the jail door open on a bunch of cons, boy. I mean, it's going to look like a bunch of quail. They're going to hit the breeze, man. And but I know men in prison so full of God, men so powerful, they'd be exactly the same way.
Amen.
So anyway, this thing happened. And out of that, when he said, both in my bonds, they're thinking, I know that anointing.
Right.
I know that That's grace. Right. Lord, one thing, he is praising God midnight, and he'd been beat up and put in stocks. And he's laying there, and the prisoners heard him. He's singing. That's when the earthquake hit.
Yeah.
And all of those prisoners, man.
It's amazing. I preached a sermon I call Songs in the Night. It makes no difference where you are. If you keep singing, you're going to shake up
Oh,
something.
Yeah.
And you know, I had a person tell me not too long ago, he said, but I can't seem to, you know, minister. He said, and I had to be, I didn't want to say this, but the Lord said, tell him. I said, well, man, I'd rather you tell him, Lord. He said, I just can't seem to get partners or people to cooperate with me, you know, for my ministry and stuff like that. I said, well, maybe you don't have any anointing. I said, because let me tell you something, when God calls people to come with you, he expects that anointing that's on you to get on them.
To be on them, yeah.
And see, because it's not just one person. It's not, you know, that's why people want to say, how do you know if a doctrine is true or not? Because see, it's got to go all the way across. It can't be just for one person. Now, you have to do certain things to receive it. But God's no respecter of person. You know, I had a man, prosperity is for everybody, and whether people ever receive it or not.
That's true.
That's up to them. But if it's just one person getting blessed and no one else, then something's not right. Either it's not being taught right or received right. Because God, he loves all his children the same way. And he wants them all blessed. Now, I've only had one daughter and one granddaughter, but I knew if I ever had more, I would not be. One would be extra special. You want all your children
be
blessed.
Oh, yeah.
To flow in that anointing.
And
you got to have an anointing to give people.
The way Jesus functioned in the earth.
Yes, sir.
Is the pattern and example. Bill Winston said he was the sample son.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I like that.
I like that, too.
And, he didn't call himself Son of God. He called himself Son of Man.
That's right.
He walked in the life and light of the anointing. He was a prophet anointed by the Holy Ghost. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel. Well, and when we look at him, see, we've been born again. People say, well, we're only human. No. Don't you ever say
That's
that.
Right.
Don't you ever say that. We are more than he. We are supernatural being.
Amen.
We've been born out. We are human, yes. Jesus is human.
Right.
But he's all human and all God.
That's right.
We're as much God as we are human because we've been born into his image and likeness. We're just like him in the spirit. And if we walk in the word, that likeness will come out in us.
That's why Satan hates us.
Whoa, that's big exactly, time.
That's why.
You know why he hates
us
so? He's so scared of us.
Yes, he is. He knows that we have more power than we know.
Oh, yeah. You know, and if we ever find out about it, he's sunk.
It's finished.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me how much of the Word of God Satan knows that the church doesn't know. I got to thinking one time, I said, does Satan study more of the Bible than we do? And I got to thinking, he probably does, because he wants to stop us. He don't want us to receive the fullness of what God says.
Yeah, but he doesn't know, he doesn't have any insight in it.
No, he doesn't know. He's
There's no truth
dead.
In him.
Right.
But he's like he quoted scripture to Jesus.
Right.
Thing of it is, Jesse, he's been around a long time, but he is stuck with certain spiritual laws and concepts that he can't get out of. He's stuck to what's common to man.
Right.
He can't bring something on a man. The
That's
word,
right.
the word, Jesus bound him.
Right.
He is stuck with what's common to man. That's the phrase the scripture uses.
Yeah, they have no temptation taken with such as common.
Common to man.
Right.
Now, we're not.
Right.
That's what we're doing is common to heaven and uncommon to men.
You know, I asked the Lord one time, I said, why was Satan tempting Jesus? He said, he's trying to get Jesus to do something he said. Notice that.
Well, he has to. That's the only way he can function.
That's the only way he can function. He cannot function in us or around us unless he uses our members. He actually lives in a different dimension, and he wants to. That's why a demon, he'll get inside of a hog. I mean, you got to be a stupid devil to want to get inside of a pig. But see, so he can function in this
dimension.
He's
got to have a physical body to do,
right.
to do
that's
anything
correct. Here.
Jesse, this is, when Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are, I got John 6:63 right. and John right. 14:10
right.
mixed up because I use them together.
Right.
Let me back up a minute. The words I speak unto you are not my own.
Right.
It is the Father that dwells within me. He does the work.
Right.
Now, if you check out the ministry then all the way through, he made statements that you summarize like this. And in fact, in the Gospel, Johnny literally said this. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do.
Right.
Of the Son of Himself can do nothing.
Right.
See, He's a man.
That's correct.
I can do nothing.
And people don't see that, Brother
Corey. It's the Father that dwells within me.
That's right.
Now, He's talking about a process here.
Right.
That process, and when He said, the works that I do, shall you do also? How will we ever do that? Same process.
Just do exactly what he did.
Do exactly what he did. You inquire of the Lord and you only say what you hear him say, he'll do the work.
But the reason.
But now see that, what you just said there a minute ago?
Uh-huh.
The devil stuck with that.
Right.
He can't get out beyond that. He can't just come do it anyway. He got to get you to say it somehow or another.
Well, like you said a while ago, his words are spirit and life. He's spiritually dead. So he doesn't have, he can't function unless he gets someone
with the
Spirit.
He's got to have yours.
He has to.
That's the reason Jesus said the sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to steal the word.
Right.
Now, what he's got to do with you, see, the sower sows the word, he got,
Right.
No. See, they said they received it with gladness. Mark 4.
Right.
14, 15, 16. But he comes immediately and he said, have you heard what they've been saying? No. Have you heard what they've been saying about
That's
you?
That's right. He makes an attraction become a distraction.
Yeah.
He distracts you.
Yeah. So. And then you say, have you noticed he coming?
Yeah.
Now, if he can get you to saying what he's saying, then he can do the work.
Right.
That's the process.
He's linking in to it. That's what we've been talking about last week on about being a top feeder. Most people are bottom feeders. Why? Because that's where he works. You see, that's where he can function. If he can keep your head down, you can't read the word. You can't even hear the word. You're all operating by feeling. Like we said last week, that if you go into the oceans of the world, all these animals, when you get down, all light goes away. And all of a sudden, now they have no eyes. Everything's done by feeling. Doesn't that sound like a church?
Yeah, it does.
Think about that. See, I realized something that I'm going to shock you when I say this, that success is not numbers. Let me tell you something about God. God is not interested in numbers as much as people are, because he wrote a book on it called Numbers. And he let you know something about that.
Yeah, he did. Because absolutely did.
When you get down to this bottom, when you become a bottom feeder, what happens is you are operating and function only by feeling. You've had some people say, well, how was the church today? Well, we didn't feel God. You're not going there to feel God. You're going there to worship God. You're going there to praise the Lord. You're going there to minister to him so you can get out of the feeling realm, see? Because you walk by faith and not by sight. We understand that. But what happens is, every service is a spiritual thing. And yet a lot of people, I tell people this all the time, and it makes some people mad. I say, God's not interested whether you like your pastor or not. That ain't got anything to do with that. Because if you could choose your parents, you'd choose rich ones. Most people would, you know. But God knew where to send you. See, so that service is designed to make you grow spiritually out of that spiritual.
That's the reason you need to pay attention about where you go to church.
That's vitally
important. There is a spot.
Right.
Jesse, That's decision number one. Amen. After you get saved and after you decide the word, put the word in first place, you need to find out where that church is. I don't care if it's on the other side of the world.
You know why some people go to church? Because they like the choir. Or they like the way, they like the preacher. That has nothing to do. It's where you grow. It's where you grow to the fullness of the stature.
It has to do with it after you've obeyed God and got there. I mean, that, you, sure, you're supposed to like the choir and all that.
Right.
But that's not why you're there.
That's right.
Jesse, I'm telling you.
You know what I am? I don't like, and I'm going to say this, I find today that if you go over an hour and 15 minutes in the service, something wrong with you. And I notice of the hour and 15 minutes, notice this, 45 minutes may be worship. Watch this. 15 minutes is, watch this, is announcements and whatever the church is doing. And they give anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes to the Word of God. I'm going to tell you something. That church may have thousands of people, but they're all bottom feeders because if Satan went boo, it run like scared rabbits because they have no word level. You can't grow without the Word of God.
No.
You have to grow.
Even the sincere milk of the Word, mm-hmm. He said, as babies,
right,
desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby.
Right. It's the growth. Think about that. Babies are probably the most wonderful concept God's ever had, but you don't want them to stay babies.
No.
They need to grow. And we've been dealing with, last week, living off the top of the barrel. See, some of you, when you've been down so far, if you see a top rim of a barrel, you think it's heresy. They think, that can't be right. You can't believe faith like that. Can't have that kind of stuff. Because, see, your head's been down so long, you've lost your eyes. Now, watch this. If you keep going to this kind of stuff, you begin to produce a generation with no eyes. I said that last week. Satan can't lust after man. He can't lust after woman without using your eyes. He can't steal without using your hands. He can't kill without using your body. The reason for it is because the power that's in you is what he's trying to get to. Because the only way he can hurt God is to hurt you. Mm-hmm. See, as far as he's already accepted his end. He's restricted, rejected, and awaiting confinement. You almost can say he's waiting to report at the prison for eternity. You know, he's out on bail in a sense until the sentence starts. So when God gave me this message of living off the top of the barrel, he said, preach the church and everyone that you minister, preach that you never produce a generation without eyes or darkness. Because what happens if you say, God will bless you in the city, bless you in the field, they say, that's heresy. That's greed. No. Ladies and gentlemen, it's growth. When you understand what growth means to God. Now, my daughter, as far as I'm concerned, everybody feels the same way about their children. When she was a beautiful baby, I thought she was the prettiest baby you ever laid your eyes on. But as she grew, I never forget the day I walked her down that aisle and gave her to another man. You know, and I said, okay, now you take care of her like I take care of her. And she was a full-grown woman. Now she has returned the favor. She's given me a granddaughter. You know, I know.
That little baby is the prettiest baby in the world. Yeah, that worked.
You know what happened here? Watch this. I wasn't grand till she was born. And I thought, what? I wasn't grand. And then the Lord said, and when she has a child, you'll become great.
Yeah.
What is that? That's a growth process. See, that's happening. It's done spiritually, it's done physically, it's done financially. Every year of your life, spiritually, physically, and financially, you ought to be better health.
That's right.
I don't care what the economy's
saying.
That's right. I don't care what the your country or the whatever. According to this scripture, if we read this scripture, we ought to be so blessed we don't know what to do with ourselves. And yet the body of Christ is struggling. Why? Bottom feeders.
Mm-hmm.
They've got so used to the pressure that when you preach the pressure,
you know,
off,
I saw it last week. We were sitting right here, and you were talking about it. I saw it. It just popped up in front of me. Where you're going from paycheck to paycheck,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing what is already ordered and set up to do. And it's going to continue to come out the same way. And praise God and hallelujah and love God. I'm not criticizing people.
Right.
People are bound up in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem of it is most of them don't know about it.
Right.
And pastors don't know about it.
No,
Jesse, bless their hearts. And they love people and they love God. And but you're right here and you're doing this and you're doing that. And I got to go over here and borrow the money to do this. Mm-hmm. And I got to go over here and get the money to do that. And I got to put some pressure on the people out here so they'll get here and put in. And I'm doing it, and I'm doing it, and I'm doing it. And all the time, here's the kingdom of God crying and screaming out to you, seek me first, and I'll put all of that in there.
That's right.
But they don't even hear it. It's up here somewhere. Yeah. And go to Sunday school and read those scriptures. And they don't say anything. They just keep doing it.
Well, because to them it's stories. But this is not stories, it's realities.
Somebody gonna turn that on and they're gonna hear Jesus say, you a bottom feeder. And that first thing gonna say, what did he say about me?
It's really not a criticism.
No, it isn't.
It's making you look up. Making you, wait a minute. There's something better if you just look up.
I'm quoting scripture, man. We are born of the light.
Yes, indeed.
We are children, the scripture says, of the light. Mm. We wear the armor of light, and we walk in the light as He is in the light, and His blood cleanses us from all sin.
That's right.
God is light, and the glorious light of the gospel, glory to God, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, most people have said this, Jesse. I'm going to turn over there.
Okay.
The Lord just arrested me. In 2 Corinthians.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Chapter 4, verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
oh, glory,
hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, here's what's been missed here. Well, we have the light of the glory of God on the inside of us. That's true. That's what that says. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Yeah, we have the glory. No, wait a minute. Back up. Stop. The knowledge of the glory is the treasure.
Yes, sir.
Not just the glory.
That's right.
You got the glory in you when you got born again.
That's
but
right.
You had no knowledge of it. You
right.
Can't put it to work. But the knowledge of it.
And that's the key.
They just dropped the sign on me.
I understand.
Whoa! I know you're doing the same thing. Amen. Jesse and I'll be back in a minute.
Far too many Christians are living way below their kingdom privileges. They are lacking peace and never experiencing the abundant life that God has created for them. Introducing the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package. In it, you'll find the wisdom you need to begin looking up, away from your circumstances, to God, your provider. Jesse Duplantis's Living Off the Top of the Barrel two-part DVD series allows ample time to go more in-depth on this topic. You can begin to adopt a new mindset from poverty to blessing. In For By It, Faith, his latest book, learn what it is. For By It, you have access to God's best in every area of your life. Also included is the book Prosperity, The Choice is Yours by Kenneth Copeland. God desires your prosperity. The choice to prosper belongs to you. Don't settle for just enough when God wants you, like Abram, very rich, and not just for yourself, but so you can rise up and be the blessing you were born to be.
Discover how to ignite your faith and step into an abundant life. Order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package for only $35.69 at a special savings of 30%. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Understand that the choice to prosper belongs to the believer. For an additional 10% off, order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package online.
I heard somebody saying it completely described me. He said, I'm not living off the bottom of the barrel. The barrel's empty and sitting on top of me. That's where I was. No, living on the top, off the top
off
of the barrel.
Top.
That living off the top of the barrel. The barrel's full and overflowing all the time. You got more than enough. for yourself, but that's not what it's about.
That's right.
It's more than enough, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficient in all things, and may abound to every good work. That's what it's all about.
That's correct. It's so simple.
Two DVDs, part one, part two.
Yes,
praise God. See, we...
Can't get it all in.
You can't get it all in here. All we can do here is introduce these principles and so forth to you. You get these things like this, and you spend time with it, with it. And then Jesse's new book, For By Faith.
For By It.
For By It. Amen.
If you don't know what it is, you're not going to get it. And look at faith. Look how it's spelled. Got it right in the middle of it.
Yeah. It is by faith.
Yes.
Amen. You need to get these. This all in this this good faith building, prayer building, strength building product. You need to get your hands on these. Pray God. Father, we praise you and thank you. We pray for every partner throughout the world, all 1 million of us growing. And we thank you for all that are listening and watching this broadcast. We just praise you and worship you for their strength and healing and deliverance today. And the eyes of their understanding be.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, sir, and thank you. We're going to be in Branson Victory Campaign February the 26th through the 28th at Faith Life Church right there in Branson. Keith and Phyllis Moore.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, they know how to prepare. That congregation prepares all year for us to have our meeting there in their church. Listen, you get totally immersed in the Word of God. That meeting literally sets the tone of the year for this ministry. It'll do the same for you. Hey, we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Jesse reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
There are a lot of people have Jesus as Savior, but there are very few people that have Him as Lord. Because once you understand Christ as Lord, that is not only just in your spirit, that's in your soul and in your body. That's spiritually, physically, financially.